Duke Dance and Dal Erickson here with you live, and now joining us live on the phone, Ranger basketball coach Matt Stewart today. Coach Stewart, good morning. How are you today?
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you very much for taking a couple minutes out of your morning. I know you're out there with your team in tournament action at the Flaming Gorge. Maybe kind of give us a rundown of your game yesterday. I know the scoreboard didn't tilt your way yesterday, but what are some things that you liked from the Rangers yesterday? What are some things you'd like to see improve for today, and maybe some goals for the season you got coming up?
Yeah, so played a pretty good Rollins team yesterday. They've got some size. Got a couple kids that are 6'6 or so, and kind of struggled with that, but I thought we played pretty well offensively, executing our offense anyway. We were getting some of the looks we really wanted to get, so that was good. A couple keys for us going into the game was taking care of the ball and rebounding, and we actually took care of the ball better than we had in our previous game, so that was a little good for us. And we rebounded the ball pretty well, even against their size. So still got a lot to improve on. We just need to work on making more shots and defending. Giving up 67 points is not where we want to be, but those are things that, there's still a lot of season left, and then things we can look to focus on going through the rest of this tournament and the season.
You know, you get into these preseason tournaments and you play so many games in such a short a time. So you come off Rollins yesterday, and now you have Glen Rock today. How do you prepare for so many teams like this in a short amount of time? Is there a lot of specific game planning, or is it just more focused on yourselves at this point?
Really, it's more focused on ourselves. You can get a little bit of film on these teams, but it's hard to do that early in the season. So, not a whole lot. Talking to coaches, other coaches that have seen these teams, maybe, and getting a little insight on them. For us being a 2A school and going up against some 3A schools, it really is about focusing on us and getting better at the things we need to do, and taking care of that as we get through this tournament, our tournament, and then into conference play. So,
kind of touching on that, I always felt like the Flaming Gorge, that's kind of how it was built, was an opportunity for schools to play some bigger schools and kind of see where they stack up, things that can get exposed, and maybe work on some things. You played Rollins yesterday. It's a 3A school. You play Riverton tomorrow. That's a 4A school. In terms of that, what are some things that you feel like maybe Riverton is going to bring that maybe you won't see in conference play, that maybe that you can point out in your practices to help improve over the course of your conference season?
Yeah, I have actually watched a little bit of film on Riverton from last week, and they play fast. 4A basketball seems to be a little faster paced. So they play fast. They run a lot of motion. So for us, it's going to be about our defense, making sure we're in help defense and have good rotations when they're driving to the hole, and making sure that we're not getting beat on the backside. So, like I said, it's just looking to improve on the things, our defense especially, that we need to get better on.
Denver Ranger basketball coach Matt Stewart with us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, let's talk about your team a little. I'm just looking at some of the box scores heading into the weekend. Doesn't include yesterday's game, but it looks like you have some great senior leadership, but overall kind of a young team for you this year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we've only got two seniors this year, and each one of those guys are leaders in different ways. Kane Jimenez, he's kind of more of a silent leader, leads by example. He's probably one of our better defenders. And then Bennett Pollard, he's kind of more vocal, and kind of more of a rah-rah guy. So with those guys, but then after that, we are young. We start a sophomore in Sam Thatcher at guard, and then two juniors with those guys. And only one of those juniors, Cage Bowen, saw a lot of varsity time last year. Abram Harton got a little bit of time, but not much. So yeah, we are pretty young. And so that's part of this early season, you know, getting those guys used to playing together and at the varsity level is going to be big for us.
Coach Stewart, let's talk about the league you're playing in, your district and also your conference, and some of the teams that you're going to be trying to go up against and some of your team goals over the course of the next couple of months.
Yeah, so our quadrant with Wyoming Indian, Big Piney, and Wind River. Of course, everybody knows what Wyoming Indian is. They brought back dang near everybody, and they're going to be tough. And then, you know, Big Piney, they lost quite a bit, but it looks like they've been playing pretty solid this year against some good 2A competition. Wind River, you know, we got to see them play a little bit last weekend over in Lyman. You know, they're a young team that's still trying to figure things out, so you know, kind of like us, so that'll be a good test for us. And then our region, man, you got Thermop coming back as returning state champs, and they're looking tough again. I'm hoping to get to watch them play a little bit today over there in Green River, right before we play. But Rocky Mountain, Grable, they're all tough. Shoshone, they've been playing tough too. So it is going to be a tough conference for us. You know, some of our goals for our team, you know, we talk about being, we know what Wyoming Indian is. We know we can play with them and have a chance to beat them. But really, we'd like to be in one of those top two spots going into regionals, and give ourselves the best chance to make it to that state tournament.
Coach Matt Stewart, Kemmer Ranger Boys basketball coach on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy weekend at the Flaming Gorge Classic. I guess just one last question. When people think of Kemmer basketball, what kind of identity and what kind of culture are you trying to instill within the program and have that be what people associate with what you guys do?
Yeah. You know, first and foremost, I want everybody to recognize that our kids are just good kids, good human beings. That's important to me. You know, they treat everybody with respect. You know, they clean up after themselves, you know, those kind of things. As far as on the court, you know, we like to play fast. You know, sometimes that hurts us, but it's about learning to play fast and getting better on the defensive end. Again, you know, I challenged the kids last year. We were 13th out of 16th on defense, and you know, I've challenged them to get, you know, into the top eight defensively in 2A. So that's really, you know, what we're trying to build and trying to get better at. So
Coach Matt Stewart, Kemmer Ranger basketball, and of course the Rangers, as mentioned, take on Glen Rock today at the Flaming Gorge Classic. We'll have that game live on the Spur, joined in progress right after the girls matchup earlier on. And then the Rangers back in action tomorrow against Riverton. Girls at 10:40, boys at 12:20, live coverage on the Spur as well. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck to you for the rest of the season.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you guys do.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on Swift 98 and the Spur.